people to ever let love cloud your vision.
That was true. Well, why should I? Love is a horrible emotion that makes people do ridiculous things, like send fake letters to their brother's friends.
Just because you don't care for the idea of love and romance doesn't mean you have to poke fun at those who do.
I'm not poking fun, Isabel said, tilting her chin up indignantly. I'm just being sensible. Silence fell between them. Isabel hated silence. Besides, what you wear today is hardly a matter of the heart.
If you're not going to be helpful, you might as well leave.
Emma's tone held censure, and Isabel felt properly chastised by her sister.
Fine.
Isabel rose and crossed to the armoire, where Emma stood staring at more than a dozen dresses and gowns. What about this one?
Don't be silly. I'll freeze to death.
Isabel gave her a wry smile.
Isn't that the point? To inspire a chivalrous act from your dear Lord Heathfield? Surely he will offer to warm you if you're turning blue.
Finally, a smile appeared on her sister's lips.
You are truly ridiculous sometimes, you know?
Isabel shrugged.
Yes, I know.
Ridiculous, but brilliant nonetheless. Emma ignored her last statement and moved on.
And what will you wear today?
It doesn't really matter, does it? A house full of cousins is certainly not equivalent to the marriage mart. Her eyes scanned the multitude of fabrics hanging before her and settled on a long-sleeved cotton gown with a high waist and a high neck. Emma gasped.
You can't wear that! You'll look like a maid or a spinster at the very least.
Then it's perfect. Isabel smiled wide at her sister and then swept from the room to begin getting ready for the day. No one had arrived yet, thank the good Lord, but the estimable Lord Heathfield would arrive this afternoon. Her sister Shincanery, forging a letter from their brother Andrew to his good friend Lord Heathfield, inviting him to spend Christmas at Danby Castle, had actually worked, or at least Emma was certain it had. Isabel's twin was equally certain her dashing paragon would arrive this very day and planned to spend her afternoon in the castle's highest turret to await her one true love's arrival. Nonsense, all of it. But no matter what, Isabel loved her sister and would be there to offer her full support as she attempted to woo the man to her bosom. She only hoped it would happen sooner than later, as Isabel was eager to return to her books. She had begun reading about the mating rituals of ancient mammals recently, and found the subject fascinating. But since the ancient mammals were probably not going anywhere, Isabel decided she could give up a day or two of study in order to assist in the mating ritual of her dear twin sister. However, when Isabel arrived in the drawing room that afternoon in search of Emma, she was met with an unwelcome visitor, one she knew for certain had not been invited to Danby Castle for the holiday.
And just who are you?
She asked of the unkempt and uninvited guest who lounged on the chaise as if he owned it.
That does seem to be the question of our,
he said as he rose from his spot and bowed to her. She crossed her arms over her chest and challenged him with a question she already knew the answer to. Are you one of our absentee cousins come home for the holidays? You don't look like a Witten. He shook his unruly head of blonde hair.
Damien Lockwell. I'm a friend of Lord Hardwick's. He invited Lord Heathfield and me to Danby Castle for Christmas.
Isabel looked to Emma, who shrugged in response. Drew invited you. Why do I find that hard to believe?
Isabel!
Father's voice boomed from the threshold, causing Isabel to jump slightly. But whatever it was he had meant to say to her was forgotten when he realized there were guests.
I didn't know we had visitors. Heathfield, is that you?
Heathfield rose from his spot to shake Father's hand.
Good to see you, Lord Norland. It has been an age.
He gestured to his friend with a cock of his head.
Are you acquainted with Mr. Lockwell?
Father nodded.
Not formally. You're one of Totterdown's lads, aren't you?
Indeed, the scoundrel replied.
Third son, to be exact. I attended Eton with Drew and Heath.
Did you? Father grew uncomfortable at the mention of Andrew.
Drew invited the two of us to spend the holidays here at the castle, Heathfield added. You've heard from Andrew?
Father seemed surprised at this, and Isabel wondered why.
Well,
Emma ran to